And so what can you talk about what was going on with the remains of Indigenous people at the time being removed and given to museums and the kind of fear that she and some of the others had at the ends of their lives?
Well, one of the most prominent statues in Hobart in Franklin Square is this, well, the two prominent statues either end of Franklin Square, the statue of Sir John Franklin, who was the governor who came after George Arthur, and at the other end of it is William Crowther, who was the premier for a while. Now, both of these people are implicated in the stealing of Aboriginal remains.
And when you
I
say
have to tell you something about Tasmania in the start now. So by the time it's become apparent that they're going to die out, that they're going to become extinct, this unique race of people, they become of scientific interest. Their skulls have become of scientific interest. So while Robinson is on Flinders Island, he's attending autopsies, supposedly to find out what the Aborigines died of, but basically he decapitates several bodies, and he gives the Franklins skulls. They asked for skulls, and he gives them skulls for their collection.
not very Christian.
Well, it's illegal apart from anything else. I mean, at that time it's illegal to do this, but of course, and immoral, but they do it because it's a scientific, yeah? And the Franklins already got skulls because other people who work for them have been supplying them with skulls. So quite early on, the Franklins, who then establish a scientific organisation that gets to be called the Royal Society of Tasmania, are very interested in science. And so the Royal Society of Tasmania continues this tradition of sourcing Aboriginal remains. And one of the prominent members of that society is Joseph Milligan, who is also in charge of Flinders Island and then becomes in charge of Oyster Cove. You know, so he's basically got Aboriginal bodies on tap. And then there is the colonial surgeon, William Crowther, who's the other statue in Franklin Square. And he owns the property. He, along with my ancestor, jointly owns the property adjacent to the Aboriginal station. And he hovers around trying to get the bodies because he's getting letters from museums in England to say, you know, can you give us full skulls at first and then full skeletons. And so when he tries to see if he can dig up some of the graves at Oyster Cove, but he's informed that the people who are living there would be upset.
You reckon, yeah.
But the interesting thing is that unbeknownst to William Crowther, people are already digging up those graves and people are already upset about it, but that quite a few of the bodies have already been taken. And then when the last Aboriginal male dies in Hobart, because he's a whaler and he's come off a whaling ship, that's William Lanny, William Crowther gets him into the hospital and steals his head.
Well, switches in a skull, right? Like.
Puts another skull inside it so they won't know that if somebody opens the coffin before he's buried, they'll think that he's still intact. And then the Royal Society finds out about this and is furious. And so they come into the death house in the hospital and take his hands and feet. Why take his hands and feet? Well, because they won't show in the coffin either. And then there's the captain of the whaling ship pays for quite a big funeral, and it's a proper funeral, and they do take the lid off the coffin and they do look, and he looks to be intact, and they put him in the ground, and then they come back later that night and dig him up and take him back to the hospital and boil down the bones and take the rest of the body. But they never manage to, that's the Royal Society. They don't manage to get their hands on the head.
Far
Because
out.
this struggle goes on for ages to try and find William Lanny's head. I could keep up from then on, everybody. It happens to everybody. People don't understand that. But, and this is being done not by, you know, these lower ex-convicts. This is being done by governors, Franklin, Denison, Duquesne. They've all got skulls. By the colonial surgeons, they've all got skull collections. By the two men who were charged with looking after the Aboriginal people, Joseph Milligan and George Gutt, they go back to England with large skull collections.